Hey everyone, welcome to The Breakdown. My name is Kurt, glad to be back with you again this week. Luke is still coming home from the mission trip, so this will be one more time for me to jump in. And I got a special guest in the house, Mr. P-Dub. Say hello, Mr. P-Dub.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Will here.
And you gave it away!
I was supposed to not?
I was supposed to be like, do you know who P-Dubs is? I don't think they know who P-Dubs is. So, you know, well, Darkwing Duck, he got the D-Dubs. We got the P-Dubs.
That's good.
I'm so glad you jumped in to join me, man.
Hey, so glad to do it, man.
So yeah, you can tell them who you are now.
Okay.
Give it all away.
Right. It's Pastor Will. When there's trouble, you call PW.
Hey, come on, man. See, that's what I'm saying. We're aging ourselves here
just
with the Darkwing Duck, which, you know, I'm sure there's
they brought it back.
I heard they brought DuckTales back, too. Yeah. Did you watch any of those?
The recent ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of the DuckTales.
Anything good?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie never gets old.
No, not at all. That's great. Love those triplets.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to jump in this box again. It's a little warm in the studio, which is great. David just said as he left. So yeah. It's good to be back in the box with you, my brother. Again, the whole Moldova team is coming back. They should be here, really, I think, today.
They got back last night.
Okay.
Late last night.
Okay.
And they're resting up. And I've already heard that it was amazing.
Wow.
And I can't wait to hear more.
Wow. Yeah. Did you do, in your time at Bible school and those different things, did you do a lot of mission trip?
So a few, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, a few. We did a local one. And for those of you that know, you'll understand, I took some time off in between semesters. Okay. For those of you that don't know, come and find me. I'll tell you the stories. During some of those times, I ended up doing some missions trips also.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good deal. I woke up this morning thinking about how my life has really just been a local mission.
Yeah.
Wherever the Lord places me,
yeah,
we look as a mission field. I was telling somebody recently, the Lord has typically placed us in communities or cul-de-sacs, and that's just our mission.
Absolutely.
I have never really been privileged, although the desire is great. Mm-hmm. I have never really been privileged to go outside of the U.S. and make that. So I'm looking forward to making that a reality in my life. That's like a big desire for me.
Yeah.
And it's been a big desire since I was a kid. So looking forward to that first day.
In the right time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. But in the meantime, bro, you're an excellent neighbor. Seriously.
Oh.
I love watching you be an amazing neighbor too. All of the neighbors, and you know, even helping me out, like, yeah, this is that person's name.
Oh, you do the same thing. You're like, hey, listen, we're talking to this guy right here, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
For those who don't know, we live in basically like a compound community now with Jamal up there as well. So
yeah,
I'm moving just a little bit down the street, but we're still gonna be in the same community.
That's right. It's just extending it a little bit. So.
I know.
Pastor Zach gave me all the credit, but you know, there's a few of us.
Yeah, that's so cool. Good. That's awesome. So, hey, we wanted to catch up on Sunday, and today we're going to work backwards. We're going to start at the food trucks.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
Yeah.
I heard Pastor Zach say this in the announcements on Sunday, transitioning our time of worship, saying, or at the end of service, rather, mm-hmm, like, hey, we're going to have these food trucks out there.
Yeah.
It's not just about food and supporting local business. It's even more so about the fact that we're not doing our church picnic.
Yep.
And it's a great opportunity to connect with one another.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really cool to observe a lot, as well as connect with a few different people. I know that a lot of people went and saw Jason at the Kona Ice truck, which is great.
Love that truck.
That truck is so great, man. So I'm glad he came back again. And there were a few repeats there. But one thing that was really awesome, and I definitely want to give a shout out to the Mirandas and Chuck and Anna. They brought a tent and
I saw that
with their greenhouse.
Yeah, man.
And it was really cool. I spent only a few minutes in there just hanging with them and got to meet a couple new people. But our greenhouse overseers are amazing.
Yeah.
They're so great with how they engage with their greenhouses and their communities and everything. So that was really cool.
So do we have one more, Pastor Will? Food truck Sunday fun day?
We
one
do.
More?
Okay. We have one more, but the date is TBD at the moment.
Okay.
Simply because September is in consideration.
Okay.
Whether it would be better in August or September. So,
that's great.
So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I have to say, this was the second Sunday fun day where we did the food trucks. And I had another supernatural conversation.
Yes.
Like, you know, I've been talking with different people, and they were saying, hey, I thought when we were coming together as one service that we would we would feel more connected and we would be more connected. Mm-hmm. I love the Sunday Fun Day because it's actually providing the element to do so, absolutely, the platform to do so.
Absolutely.
And so it's been really nice and connecting. I've had two really amazing supernatural connections that probably would not have happened the way that they did had it not been for this time. So I'm super grateful for
That's great. I love that. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that those things are going on. It's kind of like, those are the second service, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Here is the opportunity for us to stay together, but let there be just free-flowing conversation and, you know, introductions made and everything. So that's cool.
It is really cool. And this is really helpful, too, because, you know, Pastor Zach will often talk with us a little bit about his understanding of the scripture and communion. And for those of us who dive in, it's like, yeah, you're right. It wasn't bread and juice. It was this meal that they were celebrating. So it is so cool to see what happens when we gather together. We break bread. Everybody gets their guard down. We're enjoying. Yeah. Everybody's sweating. Everybody's hot. So it's like everything comes out and it's like, we're family.
Yeah.
We're spiritual family. Family.
Yeah, definitely. I'm bringing a tent to the next
one. Are you really?
Oh, I have to. If it's in August, definitely. September still might be
baby.
Hot.
Yeah, you know those September days.
Oh, yeah. In years past, anytime we had Flannel Fest, it was the hottest day in September.
I know. Yeah. So, oh my goodness.
That's cool. That's
so good. That was good. And then getting we'll jump back a little bit further to just our time of worship. You know, when I was regularly on the show with Luke, we would talk about how the Lord really orchestrates everything from start to finish.
Yeah.
Our prayer team, our intercessors, they're arriving early and they're praying before they get here. They're praying all week long. They're seeking the Lord. And it's not just about like having a great experience in worship or having a great message. It's about the Lord having the space to do what he wants to do.
Yes.
When all these people are gathered together for the Lord to be not just present among us, but to have authority to move among us.
That's good.
So it is really cool to see what happens in our time of worship where our lives are getting transformed and then move right into the message. But I always appreciate how really seamless everything is.
Yeah.
Pastor John will often say when he's on the show that they get a lot of words in their intercessory prayer time before service, and they see those things just take shape throughout the service.
Yeah, for sure. It's always cool to hear what some of those things are. I'm hesitant to say the word nuggets, but I'm just going to do it.
And I know why you're hesitant.
But it's true.
Yeah, you know? It is true.
Just these different things, we'll say gemstones that the Lord drops.
There you go.
And it's so cool to see the continuity in it. And that right there is the unity of the body, because one person will get this piece, somebody will get that piece, but bring it together. And here is, you know, Pastor Zach was talking about the beauty found in corporate worship.
Yeah.
And here, and we were able to experience a good amount of that. Oh, it was so beautiful on Sunday.
Rich.
Yeah.
Really, really rich. Yeah, it's interesting because prophecy will cease and teaching will cease and all these different things will cease.
Yeah.
And you know, when you talk to a younger generation and when you remember being younger, it's always like, oh my goodness, are you serious? We're just going to worship the Lord forever. Is that ever going to get old?
Oh.
And I've really let that question, you know, the religious mind might say, hey, that's not a good question. That's not a good attitude. Hmm. But an inquiring mind, and the Lord made us to inquire. He likes questions. That's the way he taught, right? So we can ask a question and be like, Lord, is it really going to be just us worshiping all day with you? Pastor Zach was talking about this endless worship on Sunday. In my mind, I literally started to move into this place of a vision of seeing like, whoa, we only understand worship as us just lifting up the holy, 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 holy.
Boom.
But it's in the presence of our Lord. We're going to do things with the Lord.
Yes.
We're going to do things in the community of the fellowship of believers. Like there's life everlasting and eternal.
Exactly.
It's not just like what we know as worship service, right? It's like living with the Lord. Yeah. Oh, man, it's awesome.
It's so great. And that just, I love the question. And then to answer it with a question is, do you think you can fully define worship right here, right now?
Wow. You
know? No, we can't.
Yeah.
But we can't even begin to think about what that all means.
Oh, man.
And the way that he's going to unfold it and really just make it so very a part of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intimacy.
Oh, yeah.
Intimacy. Like we could say that and we get a bunch of different ideas. And sometimes some some of us can just be like, oh, intimacy just means this. But no, it's way much broader. It's way broader. So so this is really cool. I love that we're teasing that out.
That's good.
So Pastor Zach brings us into 2 Corinthians 10. We start diving in, and I love it. He really did challenge us. And this, I won't give it away, but this is kind of where you've been leaning to, the context of Scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Like how often we will just take a verse and apply it to our lives. And I want to go two ways to dice this up. You talk to some folks who may align to a particular denomination, and they say, listen, this was just written. This part of the Scripture was just written to the children of Israel. We should not be extrapolating truths and beliefs for us here as New Testament believers. And I would challenge that by saying what Paul wrote, that all the promises of God are yes, and in Christ they have their amen.
Yeah.
And so the Lord is, he brings everything to completion. We understand through the writings of Paul, we've been grafted in. So there is that element of like understanding context and not taking Scriptures out of context.
Right.
But also understanding the full picture of context and what the Lord was doing the whole time.
Absolutely.
And so Pastor Zach, even before he starts preaching, challenges our thinking to say, hey, we're going to look at something that we so easily just flippantly use and take easily out of context.
Yeah. There are timeless truths and kingdom principles to be found in all of Scripture.
That's good.
Where there is a, at the time of it was written, context, but then there are principles that can be pulled from it, drawn from it in order to apply it to our lives today.
It's good.
Because God is very present in our lives today. His word is living and active in our lives today.
Yes.
So we can pull from this, we can pull from the Scripture to apply it to our lives. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. So let's dive into 2 Corinthians 10. Pastor Zach sharing a few different things here. And in this concept or this idea of spiritual warfare and what the weapons of our warfare actually are. And the thing we all jump to, which is taking every thought captive, but there is several lines before that of some practices and some things we're supposed to make a part of our life. So just speak a little bit to that. And what was going off in you as he's sharing these things?
Yeah. So it's really cool because even watching back the message, and I encourage everyone to watch the message back again, we're only going to take in so much the first time, and then we're going to take in a bit more the second time. If it's something week to week, if there is something that really pulls you, watch it back. Let the Lord keep bringing life, revelation to you through the message. So watching it back, it's funny how the text that Pastor Zach used was from a few verses down, but even right at the beginning, Paul is saying, I myself urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. That alone is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
That alone
is
quite the line. And he's saying that he is applying the very same truth that Jesus lived out. Hey, we saw this in you, Paul, so I can understand that you're coming to us in that same way in order for us to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. You know, the line that is really kind of jumping out to me is the contrast of here, verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 10, though I walk in the flesh, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And you think about context right there, and Pastor Zach bringing us to this place of like, hey, so many people, like we live in this dichotomy of we're either super spiritual or super fleshly and carnal. And what I loved, I was just getting this beautiful picture because, you know, one of the things that we love to talk about all the time is spirit, soul, and body.
Yes.
Got to understand spirit, soul, and body. Yeah. And we sometimes, with good intentions, will demonize this flesh.
Right.
But God wants to redeem the whole thing.
Absolutely.
That's what Paul says, that your spirit, soul, and body might be saved.
Yeah.
That you might see that full completion. God, this is corruptible right now.
Yeah.
But that'll be sown. It'll be raised incorruptible.
Yeah.
So God is not in the business of just doing away.
Right.
He started with this, and he'll bring that work to completion.
Absolutely.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm getting this revelation. I'm like, oh, this is really, really good, because sometimes we want to make the separation. We want to make that we're just a spiritual being. But God doesn't want you to be just a spiritual being.
No.
That's why he said, let us make man in our image.
Yeah.
He already had the spiritual beings,
yeah.
the angels. They're all for his bidding and doing.
Yeah.
But us, he wanted communion.
Yes.
He wanted fellowship and connection.
That's good. And I love how you're bringing that out, because, correct me if I'm wrong, this is something that the Corinthian church struggled with. Now, Pastor Zach opened up by saying, And I love how he said this, that there was a lot of great things going on in the Corinthian church.
Oh, yeah.
We can, I know historically with the Big C church, we'll look at the Corinthian church and say, oh, they were so bad. They were so wicked. Can you believe the things that they were doing? No, they were so spiritual.
Spiritual.
There was a lot of spiritual activity happening there. And one of the difficulties was they were downplaying the flesh. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, whatever happens in the flesh actually doesn't matter. So we can do whatever we want in the flesh as long as we continue to be amazing in the spirit.
That's right.
And so here is Paul saying, though we walk in the flesh. So he's including himself in there too.
Correct.
And saying, you guys look up to me. Let me let you know something. We all walk in the flesh. And so there is a component and a necessary component to what happens in the body. And that's where Pastor Zach started all of this from, where he said, behave in the flesh. Mm-hmm. That is what that word walk is translating into, behave in the flesh. We behave in the flesh. And that's such a flip for everybody that's like, oh, the flesh, you know. But no, flesh means this physical body.
Yeah.
It's not just all of the bad stuff. Oh, you're in the flesh, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know how many times?
No, I know. Yeah. I know. This is really good because my mind was going off to like, okay, how do I walk that way, Pastor Will? And the truth comes in our New Testament realities of what Paul talks about, and it's crucifying the flesh according to its passions and with its passions. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2, presenting your body a living sacrifice.
Yep.
So this is where the thing is, it's Philippians 2, working out your salvation through fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. So we are going to behave through the fleshly body that God gave us, but that fleshly body and soul can be aligned to the spirit.
So good.
And it's not this complete separation where we have our spiritual activity and we have our natural activity. Mm. I actually love the way that the Lord has done this because it is a tension.
Yeah.
It is why Paul pens Romans 12, 1 and 2, presenting your body as a living sacrifice and not being conformed to the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Because that's where the winning takes place.
Yeah.
That's absolutely. The only way you're going to get this flesh to align with the spiritual living.
Yeah. And that brings in the triune purpose that he has for us.
Yes.
Where it is full unity, just like he has.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. And a mutual submission among that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So again, you know, anything else really kind of screaming at you here? We jump into understanding that the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. Verse 5, casting down the arguments. Mm. I loved this. Because the appropriate translation would bring in the speculations.
Yeah.
You and I talking about before we get on the mic.
Yeah. And that's something that we can all battle.
Yeah.
So Pastor Kurt and I, we have conversations all the time. I love it. And we're able to speak into each other's lives. And recently he was able to be present and speak into my life when I was battling with certain speculations. Here I am filling in the gaps. And what am I going to fill it in with? I'm going to fill it in with whatever's going on in my mind, and it might not exactly be what the Lord wants me to fill it in with. But here, we're supposed to cast those things down, okay? Destroy those things. And in the same way, and Pastor Zach brought this in the same way that we're so quick to, oh, I'm going to take down Goliath. Well, sometimes Goliath are the things that are in our head that are just hailing insults at the Lord, and we're just letting it.
Yeah.
But we need to, like David, I need to cast that thing down in order for what to take place? Praise towards God.
Mm-hmm.
The truth ring out. And those are the things that will bring us into unity with the Lord, unity with the truth, because we're allowing that to be in our own imaginations.
Yeah. Which is really good. And, you know, sometimes we're looking at this. And again, a great point was brought home on Sunday when Pastor Zach was saying we tend to get very natural and carnal, and we're looking at being offended for ourselves rather than the reason that David was successful was because he took up offense for the Lord.
Yeah.
And he was going after somebody who was blaspheming the Lord. Now, the enemy in our time today, what he is doing is to try to devour, seeking whom he may devour. And he loves to do so in the body with division.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times for us, it is that head game. It's that place where maybe somebody walked by us at church and didn't greet us. So recently, I was just connecting with a brother in church, And they came to clear with me. They're like, hey, what's going on? You upset with me? And I'm like, that couldn't be further from the truth. What's the deal? Yeah. And they said, oh, well, when this happened, then I walked by, or when this. And it got me really thinking, wow, the enemy loves this tactic. Yeah. He loves for us to fill in the story, to fill in the gaps with like, oh, they walked by because of this, or they said this because of this. And he's already got us. If we start paying attention to that, it's like, There's a story woven in, and we're already down the path. Yeah. And now you may think, oh, well, that's not really against the Lord. That's with the brother. No, because this is the house of God. We are the children of God. Mm. And if the enemy can cause division, he's going to conquer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And just as you were saying that, the Lord reminded me that we're supposed to stand in the gap.
Yeah, you know,
that's
good.
Not fill in the gap with all of this stuff. We're supposed to stand in the gap and represent him in that way with the truth.
It's good.
And allow the fortress that he's built up for us, allow it to stand strong.
It's good.
Instead of letting one thing be removed and that'll tear down, you know, the walls that he set up to protect us brick by brick. But what he wants for us, just like it's saying here, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
Yeah.
To the obedience of Christ. That's so rich.
Yeah.
Because he started in verse 1 talking about the meekness and gentleness of Christ and bringing everything into the obedience of Christ.
That's good.
And Pastor Zach even said it, that the context of the word is Jesus.
Mm.
All of this needs to be wrapped around who Jesus is, who he represents, and that'll help us fill it in with what's necessary and get rid of what isn't.
Oh, it's so good. This is why we're given the filter in the New Testament. Yeah. Whatever things are true, pure, holy, just, praiseworthy, good reports, think on these things.
Yeah.
When we choose to think on the negative things and invite those speculations in, even for a moment, we have to cast them down. We have to bring that and say, wait a minute, this doesn't align with the truth of God's word. This doesn't align with what I'm seeing communicated through Jesus. And that would really be it. You talk about the assailing and hurling accusations.
Yeah.
The enemy likes to do that. If he can't get us here on this platform between brother and sister, then he'll do it with our ideas about God and quote unquote, God's ideas about us.
Yeah.
Oh, God couldn't possibly care for you.
Yeah.
God couldn't possibly love you. This is where the word is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the life of Christ, this is bringing it to obedience to Christ.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, no. He already paid the purchase price for my salvation. He can't be displeased with me. I can't be so far off that he couldn't go out and get me as the one who left the 99.
That's good.
But the enemy would love for us to fill in those gaps and write a story that's different.
Yeah. And there are even times when we give him the room to do it by saying, these are the things. Oh, I can't ever conquer with these things in the way. If somebody talks about this, I have to respond in this way. That's us with our lips giving him permission to just go right on ahead. And then what happens? You go on social media or you go to talk to somebody and they bring up those things, and that's you just giving permission. Like I have to misbehave in the flesh now. That's not at all what the Lord wants for us. And so
that's so good.
Pastor Zach said the second that we take our eyes off him and the spiritual battle in front of us, we're losing. So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord and notice, okay, that we have a battle. There is ground to be taken. And any of those, whatever it is, hot ticket items, those buttons that get pushed, surrender them up to the Lord. Lord, how can you conquer in these areas in my life?
Oh, so good. That's awesome. Hey, Pastor Will, as we kind of bring an end cap to the show today, would you kind of just walk through, you know, the things that you're seeing in our church community as you're making connections and checking in with families? Just talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your world and how God is moving right now.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things that I love is just hearing about what the Lord is doing in people's lives and redirecting back to that, because there are times when we can one moment just give him praise for all of these things, and then the next talk about all the things that are going wrong. And it's the same thing where, okay, you're taking your eyes off the Lord and onto these things, these things that are simple things that we can surrender up to him and allow him to lead the way. But the moment that we take our eyes off him and onto those things, we're losing. So it really goes right back to, all right, Lord, help me to see the areas in my life that you are working on, because there's purpose there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that there's growth there. And not to just be the eternal optimist that I am, but when we look at those things, that helps us trust him more.
Mm.
That helps us, okay, Lord, I know you did this. I'm grateful for this. You blessed me with this. Here are the miracles that you performed in my life. Now, here are the things that I don't know what's going to happen with.
Yeah.
There's difficulty all around.
Yeah.
People are dealing with job issues, family issues, just all sorts of things, but all of them can be surrendered up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it always goes back to. Lord, how can I surrender this to you? And how can I seek after you and just dwell in your peace?
Mm.
And so as conversations and counseling sessions are directed to there's a lot of victory that's found, and a lot of forward progress. There's a lot of, okay, this is how I'm going to trust the Lord with this coming week and this coming situation, where it's looking ahead and knowing that instead of here are the areas that the enemy can totally push this button and I'll just go off. No, here are the areas where I see that these can be liabilities to me.
Wow.
And I'm going to trust the Lord with them. Mm. So it's really about keeping our eyes on the Lord and surrendering to him so that he can have it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. I remember when I was coming to our church for the first time and really beginning to get some healing like I had never experienced before. And I kept thinking, well, if I could just get this, maybe if I could just get the job, or if I could just get the house restored. And I kept looking at these things in the natural that looked like they were going to somehow answer this deeply seated issue.
Yeah.
And the truth is, all those things came much later.
Right.
Because God was after something that was deep within my heart, which I was really in the position to hear from now. And so I have often said from my own journey here that I believe that this church really is a safety net for people in New England, where when we fall, we end up falling. And here, and you're in a multitude where you can be cared for. And God is after the real heart of what he's doing in your life. And just like Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, when you seek his kingdom first, you'll see all those things follow.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so good, man. That's so good.
That's awesome.
I smiled because it was cool having the M633 guys here from New Jersey.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, that's awesome.
Man, those guys love worshiping.
Oh, I love it.
It's so great. And just as you were saying, we have some amazing people in our church community here that are willing to walk with each other, walk with you, and hey, you know, how can I be a blessing to you? How can I just be present and just show the Lord's love? And that's, you know, that's another thing. I just want to constantly tell people to get plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
Get connected. You know, don't stay isolated and let everything just be an echo chamber of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Get plugged in and let the Lord speak truth and life to you through somebody else that will show you his faithfulness just by being present and just showing his love.
That's so good. Yeah. Oftentimes, because we're off on Fridays, I can know the enemy knew this and now it doesn't work so much. But on Friday morning, when I wake up, everything kind of has ended from the week. Yeah. I'm a little tired. I'm grumpy. I'm agitated. All these natural things. And it's like, if I'm not commanding my day from Friday morning upon wake up until Saturday night when I'm going to bed, and there's this preparation, anticipation, expectation for the next morning, the enemy has had a field day with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but to command the day, to bring things back, you know, to go back to the message, bring it all to obedience to Christ and realize, like, wait a minute, like, I don't need to have my mind in this playground all the weekend and ruin everything that the Lord has out in front of me.
Right.
But coming back into community on Sunday, it's like, whoa, okay. Either A, I'm really glad I didn't let the enemy play with me all weekend, or B, man, what was I doing wasting my time? Mm. I just needed to get back in the environment, be sharpened, be challenged.
Yeah.
You know, I was getting a little dull.
Yeah.
I was getting a little dull. I need to be back with my brothers and sisters and be challenged a little bit. So
yeah, that's good. Well, I got to say, brother, I love watching you on Fridays, riding your bike around, and, you know, coming on over.
Oh, my goodness.
What project you're working on. Yeah. You know, just being engaged. And that's the thing. We can't just disengage and then let the enemy have, have a field day with us. Staying engaged in what the Lord is doing and engaging in restful things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge, huge area that the Lord is really speaking some truth.
Yeah. So. Which is why, like you're saying, you know, please get plugged into a greenhouse because you don't want to wait all week. Like our greenhouses are meeting and they're and if you're like, hey, you can actually start investing into that community probably way more than you realize. Like it's so good to have that community of believers around you and be strengthened. So Pastor Will, I appreciate you, bro. You're a big blessing in my life. And I know you're a big blessing to this church and community. So thanks for being you. And why don't you close us in prayer today?
Yeah, for sure. Father, we're grateful. We're grateful for how you spoke this word in this time, in this season, Lord, when it is so very needed. There are so many of us, Lord, that needed to hear this in this time, and we're just grateful to receive it, Lord. Lord, may it be planted on fertile soil so that it can grow and bring much fruit, Lord, fruit that remains, Lord, in lives that need nourishing, God. And you are so precise with how you bring others into the planting and watering so that you can bring increase, God, and we're grateful to you for that. Lord, we thank you for our pastor and the restful time that he is able to have, Lord, and we're so grateful for that example, and we're asking, Lord, that you would bring more application to this. Lord, may you be the one to show, son, daughter, this is where I want you to apply this to your life. So may we be open to you, that we would have ears to hear, eyes to see, and that we would stay open to your leading, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way in your sons and daughters in the body, Lord. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, Pastor Will and Kurt here signing off from The Breakdown.
We out.
Luke will be back with you next week.